Let's take a look at today's grammar point. Naomi-sensei, onegaishimasu.
Te shimatte.
And this is the te form of te shimau. Shimau is a verb that means to finish. Now, basically, and when it appears like this, it indicates an action has been completed, thoroughly completed. And sometimes, or many times, it's used when the action performed was unwillingly performed or not the intended result. So basically, if you do something you don't want to do and it's finished, you can't take it back, that's the case when te shimau, or the past tense, te shimatta, is used.
So desu ne. Today's sentence was 財布を落としてしまって.
So, I lost my wallet. Now, notice a couple interesting points here. So, let's just insert the subject to make the sentence clearer. And then, let's take a look at the components. So, Naomi-sensei, もう一度お願いします。
私は財布を落としてしまって。
So, I lost my wallet. Actually, the closer translation is, I dropped my wallet.
And 困っています is inferred.
Exactly. So, let's take a look at the components first. First, we have
私は.
We have I and marked by the subject marking particle wa.
財布を.
We have wallet marked by the object marker を.
落としてしまって.
We have a verb and the auxiliary verb shimau. The verb here is 落とす in its dictionary form, which means to drop, to fail, or to lose. It could have many meanings. So, in order to use shimau as an auxiliary verb, we need to get the te form of 落とす. So we have
落として.
To this we add shimau,
落としてしまう.
Which is the non-past to lose, to drop, or to fail. In the conversation it appears as
落としてしまって.
So it's going to be used as a conjunction, the te conjunction. So I lost my wallet, I dropped my wallet, and as Naomi said, something follows this, something's implied, and that is
困っています.
So, I'm in trouble.
そうですね。私は困っています。
So, te shimau was used because the action was completed. He dropped it already. He lost it already. And we can realize this by the final verb, 困っている. Yeah, he's in trouble. And because he's in trouble, he's in the state of being in trouble. So, his wallet is in the state of being dropped or lost.
すみません。遅れてしまって。
I'm sorry to be late.
Is another useful phrase.
Yeah, this one is the best for emails. If you're writing emails out there and you're late, this is the perfect way to start. Just one thing you have to add in there. すいません。返信が遅れてしまいまして。
そうですね。Or 返信が遅れてしまいまして。すいません。It's okay too.
Yeah, both incredible ways to apologize.
はい。あとはクラスルームとかね。すいません。遅れてしまって。遅れてしまってすみません。
And notice how Naomi-sensei did it and I did it. You can end sentences with shimatte and the rest is implied. I'm sorry. Ah, Naomi-sensei no daisuki na cookie, tabete shimatte. So I ate your favorite cookies and I'm sorry.
買ってください。